Sie sind ja so, Sie sind. Schkech.
ברוך אתה רבינו אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל בדברים. אוקיי, זאת המשנה. למד בייז עמד בייז דה משנה. בי שם היומרים. לא ימנה ישראל עם הכהן על הבכור. הכהן is not allowed to invite a Jew to eat the בכור with him, according to בי שם. ובסילו מתירים ואפילו אוהב כחוב. בסילו מתיר even a goy. So right away what stands out in the Mishnah as a dear gadol is that the Mishnah for some reason is describing the heter b'chor or isa b'chor to be eaten by, we're talking here about a Yisrael, obviously a b'chor b'almum. We're talking about a b'chor b'almum because a b'chor tam is nechal l'kahanim. We're even going to have a machlokes rishonim. By b'chor tam, if even the neshei kohanim are allowed to eat it, the Rambam says that neshei kohanim are allowed to eat b'chor. I'm talking about a b'chor, a korban b'chor. And the Ravid ala Rambam says that it's only nechal zichrei kohen. Seems to say it's only nechal zichrei kohen. On that Ravid is a machlekes between the Lechem Mishnah and others. What the Ravid means. Some actually learned the Ravid that the Ravid agrees that the Neshei Kohanim are allowed to eat the Bechor. It's just you're not allowed to give it to Neshei Kohanim. It's Matnas Kohuna, you have to give it to Zichrei Kohuna. The Kohen can, you know, feed it to his family, including his wife. It's not Dafka Zichrei Kohuna. So that we'll get to. But right now we're dealing with a Bechor Balmum. So b'chor balmum is definitely nechal l'koyanim u'l'neshei koyanim ezicha nechal. Machlek is tanoyim here is if it's nechal in Yisrael or in Akum. L'chor the Mishnah should say, talk about it as a chefze. The Mishnah should say, b'chor osur l'zorim. Right? Be'shamay osur l'zorim. The whole Lashon of a Nimne is a strange Lashon. Now again, you could say the Mishnah is just being practical, because L'maisa, since Bechor is Matnas Kuhuna, so logic would dictate that if Yisrael is going to get a hold of it, it's going to be through a Kohen inviting him in. Okay. Diber HaMishnah Behoive. But L'maisa, the Lashon HaMishnah is different than all over. Normally in Shas, when the Mishnayos describe an Isser for a Zor, it says like that. Osur l'Zor. Nechal l'Koyen, Osur l'Zor. By Korban Pesach, we understand that Lashon of Nimne, because by Korban Pesach, on top of the regular halacha, that you have to be Roy Fachilus Psochim, you can't be Tomei, you can't be an Oral, there's also a Din Minui. You have to be appointed on the Korban Pesach. Pesach is ein necho shelo ilam nuyav. So once the Korban Pesach is shechted, you can't have somebody join to eat the Korban Pesach. That won't work. Lachah, that won't work. But a Bechor is not like that. Bechor is zichan, there's no din of minui. So anybody could eat a Bechor, as far as they don't have to be appointed on the Bechor. So the Lashon Minui of the Mishnah is strange. We'll get back to what the lumdus of the Mishnah. Beisil will say, afilu oivik kechavim. If you look at Tosfos adds, and not only Bechorim, the big Tosfos over here, he adds that even he talks about the discussion, maybe even a dog. If you go through the middle of Tosfos there, with a bracket, the small chavov, the gomar chad mitzvi v'chad me'ayok, the brishis leil b'perek sheni, ma'atzvi v'ayok p'tumana b'choyra, mashma sheroi tzulif seike beisil debrais, mashma nami me'ur, and then he says, ha'chel of mutaloi v'kechov, mishim diskis p'tumun doz ha'al tzvi, v'abos also l'achel of kechov, m'drabona. And then he goes through, Tosfos says, because that's only the Rabbanan. But Lamaisa, there is a pasuk that says, this is by stamp Suleim Mukdosh. Right? That you can't give it to a dog to eat. So Tosfos is bavarning that the goy should be included in that. So he says, no, it's not. And the holding of Loy Lukavecha is not even muskim. And in fact, many Rishonim learned that according to Beis Hillel, just like you could give it to a goy, give it lahavdil to a dog. There's no restriction at all. There's no difference in halacha between giving it to a goy, giving it to a dog. In fact, we'll see later, the Brisker Rav doesn't really understand the difference between an oil and a Zohar and a Goy. If there's no restriction, if you don't learn from Chaz of Ishaik, the Brisker Rav doesn't even understand why there would be a din. You can only give it to Yisrael. Manavshach. If you learn Bechor to Zichrei Kohanu, you learn it like the Chaz of Ishaik. In other words, you make some kind of a hekish that a Bechor Balmum has a din of Kotshim, and it's equated to Chaz of Ishaik that it's for the Kohanim. Right, so then we understand that's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Shammai basically say that a Bechor Bal Mum doesn't lose its status of Kodshim. And furthermore, it's a hukish to Chaz of a Shaykh. And just like Chaz of a Shaykh is only Necha L'Kohanim, so Hu Adin, Bechor Bal Mum is only Necha L'Kohanim. That we understand. Right? Obviously, Beis Hillel don't darshan that. Because then it will be also L'Zo. So Beis Hillel hold, we don't learn from Chaz of a Shaykh. And what? So according to them, L'chaira, it's Chol. In other words, what restriction would there be on a Goy? So the Brisker Rav, Bechlal doesn't understand. Again, most of the Rishonim anyway, Paskin, like our Mishnah, that according to Beis Hillel, it's Muta Afilu La'akum. But there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes, and that's the Bryson. The Gemara brings down Masnit and Rabbi Kivi. The Tanya Bechor ain't Nimnin Olav Eloch Habura Shekula Koyanim. The way Beis Shammai. Again, the Lashon of Nimnin. Strange, very strange. The Mishnah should just say Bechor is Eni Nechal Adolok Koyanim. Ain't Nimnin Olav Eloch Habura Shekula Koyanim. The way Beis Shammai. They still El Matirim Afilu Zorim. They still Amata Afilu Zorim. My time in the Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, the chesivu besorim yilecho, the besor of the bechor should be kechazei atnufa, kechshei kayomi. So ma hosam kohanim in Yisrael lo, yafocho kohanim in Yisrael lo. So they have a drosh. Obviously, that drosh is talking about a bechor tam, but Beis Shammai are extending that drosh from bechor tam to bechor balmu. Ubeis Hillel ani mili tam. That pasuk is referring to tam. The Balmum, Ksivato Mevato Yachdov, Yechlanu. Clearly, Tomei is Muta. Even Beis Shammai Amatir, Tomei. So mele kishem da peshama is matir tome. Why? Because the pasuk says hatome v'ator yachto v'yichlenu katzvi v'chayol. So who adin? It's mutter for a zor, and that's the price. Says the Gemara, umato meshenechol bekotchim kalim. Now beisul make that kal v'chayma oichol bebchol. So clearly the Torah was matter tome. Zor shoichol bekotchim kalim. Anything shoichol bebchol. Surely zoichol bebchol. Says the Gemara, yikol miflach. Malutome shekain hutam mechloloi ba'avodas tzibur. Tome has a mile. He's mutar b'tumah hutar b'tzibur. Ubeisilil, otu ba'avodas tzibur. Beisilil say otu ba'avodas tzibur. We're not talking about ba'avodah kamar. We're not talking about ba'avodah. Well, since we're not talking about ba'avodah, ba'achila kamarinon. For la'achila, zor is odif. Zor is better than a tome person. V'kiva matir afilu evikichovim, my time in Rabbi Kiva, katsivu hayom, atzvira mutlo evikichovim, apacho mutlo evikichovim. Okay. And now the Gemara is going to go through, okay, we'll read it quickly. Now the Gemara goes through what tzvira hayol includes. V'idach tlosa tzvira hayol ksivi. There's actually three tzvira hayols in the pasuk. And each one is teaching you something specific. Says the Gemara, it's there's tlosor tzivayol, and each one has a drosha. Chad l'Rabbi Yitzchok, uve Rabbi Yishia. One is teaching in the dinov of Yitzchok, which is if somebody plows with psulei mukdashim, he's over kilayim, because we look at it like it's a mixed breed, because partially chulin, partially kotchim, has a din of kilayim. So even though genetically it's one min, halachically it's kilayim, so that's one drosha. Ul Rabbi Yishia, that says they're not allowed to let it breed with its own species for the same reason, because it's kilayim. V'chad l'Rabbi Elazar HaKapo, one teaches you Rabbi Elazar HaKapo, which is that you need to do shchita. It's not mutter until you do shchita. V'chad matzvi v'ayal p'tu mena b'choyro mena matonais ha'p'tzuli m'kdosh p'tu mena matonu mena matonais. So here's where the Brisker Rav jumps in, and the Brisker Rav says, I don't understand. So the Gemara basically is saying, the Tzvi Vayols are used up. So you can't use Tzvi Vayol to tell you that it's Mutu La'akum, according to the Tanakam and the Braise, because the Tzvi Vayol is used up for these droshes. So this is where the Brisker Rav jumps in. He says, I don't understand why you need a special pasuk. Once you accept that the hekesh of chazav v'shoik is only on a b'chol tam, not like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai hold that the hekesh is for everything. But once we accept Beis Hillel's reasoning, which the Tanakhama is going with Shittas Beis Hillel, Tanakhama is going with Shittas Beis Hillel, and Rebbe Akiva is going with Shittas Beis Hillel. But the Tanakhama, for some reason, Tanakhama is restricting a goy. And the way the Gemara justifies that is that the Tanakhama uses the Tzvi Vayols for different things. And therefore, the Brisker Rav's kasha is, why in the world do you need a ribui to be matar zo? Once there's no kedusha, so maybe it's muta. That's the Brisker Rav's kasha. Once there's no kedusha and there's no restriction, should be mutal azor, mutal akum. He does not see a difference between azor and oral and lahavdol and akum. It's all the same thing. That's the Briskerov's kasha. So we'll get back to the Briskerov. So now the Gemara goes on with nidus eating from b'chol. Tonu rabbonim me'algilim b'yomtif. You're not allowed to skin an animal from its legs on yomtif. That's a yomtif halacha because it's a tircha. K'yetzer bo'yim meraglim b'chol v'lo'y psulim mukdashim. Yomtif to kotor tichad loy chazi, because you're not allowed to do anything with the skin on yomtif, so you're not allowed to therefore do tichad. B'chol man tana ma'afchiz de beishamay, the menachin lo yisele nidis. They hold you're not allowed to give nidis. It's just like you're not allowed to give nidis. Hu adin, it still has kedusha. Basically, we still treat it with the halachas of bizoyin kotsh. That's basically the gemara. Okay, So now we have a couple of pleas here on the sugya. Besides for the Brisker Rav's point, that l'chora, what kind of restriction could there be here? Once you're telling me that it's not kotshim and it's not chaz of a shoy, so what restriction do you have here? So we have the Rit al-Ghazi, which we have here in the Maram Makrimis, the Rit al-Ghazi. If you look at the Rit al-Ghazi, Simen Mem, he goes to the whole premise of Beis Hillel. So basically, the way the Rit al-Ghazi is going, there's a whole new svara. According to the Rit al-Ghazi, there's a whole new svara why it should be limited to Kohanim. And the Rit al-Ghazi is not a yochid in this. Many of the Achronim has the same kasha as the Rit al-Ghazi. The Rit al-Ghazi is like this. V'yesh l'daktik. If you look at the Divrei HaMaskel, v'yesh l'daktik. Because the Gemara basically said that Beis Hillel learned out of the pasuk Hatomei v'ato yachtov yechlenu katsvi v'chayo. That's the Gemara. So the Rit al-Ghazi is pointing out that and then they're making a kavuchim, right? Beis Hillel made a kavuchim. Madar Hatomei is allowed to eat it. So a Zor is allowed to eat it. And that's what they said, that you see a Tomei is worse than a Zor. And Bishamai say, no, a Tomei is better than a Zor. Well, that's the back and forth in the Gemara. So the Rit al-Ghazi gets the following kasha. V'yesh l'daktik. Da'akati ikal mifrach. He says you could knock off Beis Hillel shita for the following reason. The le'inyan achilas kodshim, it's true that normally kodshim kalam, let's say, a Zor is better than a Kohen Tomei. For sure. Kohen Tomei can't eat kodshim. A Zor could eat kodshim kalam. So it's true. That's the premise of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said if the Torah was matter tumme, so surely the Torah is matter azor, because azor is promoted over somebody who's tumme. So fechter it al-Ghazi, that's true by istam kotrim kam. And I hold that this kasha it al-Ghazi is the root of understanding the whole sugi here. The nimnin and the other kashas that we're going to see here in the sugi. The Rit al-Ghazi says like this. He says it's true Tilinyan kochim kalim zo odiv zo mikoyan tome. Azor is better than a tome koyan. Mikomokam ishloimal, hainu dafke bedoro she'enoi misug matnas kohuna. That's something which is not matnas kohuna. Stam kochim kalim shlomim. You have a shom? Fine. That's a kom toide. It's stam a kom pesach. It's kotshim kalim, and it's not matnas kohuna. So there, a zor tohar is better than a kohen tomei. Frech the Rit al-Ghazi. But over here he says, Pesach, shlomim, umaisa, matnas kohuna. Kidim b'chol, ta b'chol, ziko, rachmono, l'koyen. By b'chol, the Torah was mezakeh the b'chol to the koyen. He says, and therefore, bein tam, bein balmum. Yeishloimal, he says, listen to this. Yeishloimal, the odif koyein tome mizo. It's better. Why? Kivon abchor unichse koyein, v'loi davke ziko rachmono. And davke tim, the Torah was mezak. V'koyein toro eichel mimenu tam, and betome a balmum and kivon manu shaloyu mashenkin zol deinu shum schi begave. That's it. Das sagt der Rit al-Ghazi. Truth is, and he's not the only one to ask the kasha. This fasem is the menachas ask the kasha. The achroinim handle with this. A machzei Avrohom. This a menachem zemben that Zer Avrohom brings down. This is a kasha all the achroinim deal with. But Ashkof and Rishoyim, this kasha doesn't really make sense. L'chor. We're not dealing here with mominus. We're not dealing here with mominus. The Jew is not stealing the b'chol. We're not dealing with there's not meseches bava kama per maruba. We're not dealing with geneva. The Jew got a hold in a kosher way. He got a hold of this meat. So now we're dealing only with the technicality of the kedusha of the meat itself. We're not dealing with the momenus. He's making a challenge here. If the shail in the Mishnah would be, can you give a b'chor bal mum to a Yisrael instead of giving it to a kohen? I understand the Rital Ghazi's kash. In fact, the Rital Ghazi was Mayit Shemitei Tzal Sinai. B'chor is mum and kohen. Whether it's a b'chor tam, whether it's a b'chor bal mum, it's mum and kohen. I understand what he's saying. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing here with a technicality about the bosa. The Jew got it in 100% kosher way. In fact, the Mishnah, that was our whole deek in the Mishnah. The Kohen invited the Jew over, come for supper. What's the problem? Ma baya. But yet, you see, all the Achronim, many of the Achronim are very busy with this kasha. So I want to try to get, but and I will tell you that the Mishnah supports their kasha. Even though we're having problem logically understanding it, the Lashon HaMishnah supports their kasha. Because the Mishnah Epis uses this Lashon of Nimnim. Sounds like from the Mishnah Epis, there's some kind of, a Zohar is not a Mechutin here. Even according to Beis Hillel, a Zohar is not a Mechutin. An Epis, it's with a Nimnim. And that's really, I think, the root. That's the root of what this, what the issue here is, I think. Another kasha. Put this in the Maamar Kohen, it's also the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchos Bechoros, and we had this earlier on, says that there's a restriction that a Bechor can only be eaten toich shnosei. Bechor can only be eaten within the year. After the year, the Bechor is not allowed to be eaten. Even a Baal Mum. If you look at the Rambam, here, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, HaBechor Nechal B'Seich Shnosei, Bein Tam, Bein Baal Mum. Shanem alifnei Hashem loykecho teichlenu shana b'shana. Umeim esay moin eloi, im tam moin eloi miyem shmini. If it's a tam, you count from the game hashmini. Shuroi lakrova, v'meir b'amum, moin eloi miyem shenoi lad. That's it. So here, many of the Achronim ask, also Rav Eliashiv, that's how I asked this earlier on, in his Sefer Ha'aretz, doesn't understand. It's not makash. So how could you give it to a goy? Has to be eaten toich shnosei. The goy is going to do whatever he wants with it. The goy is not going to restrict it to a shnosei. The goy will do whatever he pleases. So what's going on? Oh, nimnin would work, but without nimnin wouldn't work. So this kasha is asked in many of the achronim, including the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer here. Also, an Osameach on this as well. But Avni Nezer, he says, I don't understand, according to the Rambam. He neishitas a Rambam, daf b'cho balmum, mitzvim na toir lechol b'toich shnosei. Ve'ech mutu litnoi la'akum, shemi yeich lenu la'ach shnosei. So that's what I'm saying. He's obviously learning this mezamnin in his lav dafke, which we will medayik like that from the Mishnah. But he's learning that mezamnin in his lav dafke. Ech mutu litnoi la'akum, Shami Echlenu Lachar Shnosei. Right? Azay Frekta. Avni Nezer. The Mikdash David also has this kasha. But Avni Nezer is found right here in Yeridei and Simon Beis. There's a brisker Rav earlier on Daf Chof Ches. He also has this kasha. More of this kasha. So, question is, what's going on here? So, one way to learn, like David is saying, if you go with our original Diyuk, then we're only dealing in the case of Nimnim. You have to watch the goy eat it, maybe. If that's the way you learn the Mishnah. Then it just reiterates the fact that Nimnim is Davke in the Mishnah, for some reason. Even by Yisrael, you have to learn, because we're dealing with Yisrael in the Mishnah. So you have to say the word Nimnim is Davke, and therefore we weren't specific by goy, because we already had a built-in to the Nimnim of Yisrael. You understand? You have to say that Nimnim by Yisrael is Davke. Because if Nimnim by Yisrael is Lav Davke, it's not going to clear us for Goy. So you have to already back up to the Mishnah, say that the Nimnim in the Mishnah is Davke, even by Yisrael. Uh-huh. No, but the question is Fakelt. What right do you have? It's a din in the Basar, it's a din in the Heftz, it's not a din in you. What right do you have to put the basar in such a matzav that it won't be? Okay. Now, another ha'ore that the Briskov talks about over here in the sugya is this problem of goy. You know, goy and dog, where Tosfos seems to say that goy and dog wouldn't be a problem. So he has the kasha, how could it be worse, how could it be better than shal kotshim, any kotshim that once you learn, yishar psulei mukdashim, even after pidyon, even after everything, there's still a loy l'klavech, which Tosfos alludes to. So I want to tell you like this. We spoke about this a little bit by Petach Hamor, if you remember, early on Daf Yud Beis. Over there, Petach Hamor is very interesting because Petach Hamor is also a Bechor. We spent a lot of time analyzing what the Kedusha of Petach Hamor is. Because it can't be a Kedusha's Kol. You can't say it's Chulin because it's also Banu. So it's not Stam Chul. It's part of Meseches Bechor. It's also Banu. Machloik is Tanoim. But we paskin like Rabbi Huda. Petach Hamor is also Banu. So till you redeem the donkey is also Banu. But it's not a Kol. It's not a Kol. After you redeem the donkey, it's mutter like anything else. It's mutter completely. The seh is also mutter. What's the halacha? You're supposed to take the donkey, put it on the seh, and you don't find such a thing anywhere else in kosher. You're transferring nothing. You're taking something that's also banah, you're transferring on the seh, and the seh is also mutter. The seh is chulin gemurim. The donkey is chulin gemurim. And the says chulin gemurim. The obvious question has to be asked that by Pada asks in the Dorin, Kedusha Shabbai Leichon Olach. Where the Kedusha? What happened to the Kedusha? Where the Kedusha gone? All other kachim, you won't find such a model anywhere else. There is no such a model. You have a behemah as Kedusha, gets a mum, it still has Kedusha. It's also Bano. You redeem it, and now the Kedusha goes on the money. Then with the money, you buy a kolbim. So the Kedusha goes off, the money goes on to the behemah. There's a transfer. Petach Hamor, nothing. Garnished. There's absolutely no transfer. So if you remember, some of you may recall, going back some time, we brought down a mechilta. Brought down a mechilta and also a sifri. And it seemed to be a very interesting pshat, what goes on by Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor is really Momen Koyen. The Koyen has a shibud on the donkey. Really, logically, there should be no Kedush at all. It's like a Momen Koyen. Right? But the Torah didn't want that the Yisrael should stam, not give it to the Koyen. So the Torah made an Isra Anor. But the Isra Anor is there because there's a Shibud L'Kohen. Because there's a Shibud L'Kohen. And that's why once you take the Chamor and you put it onto the Seh, and now the Seh becomes Momen Kohen, so the Isra Anor goes away because the reason why it was here wasn't because of a Kedusha. See, by other Kodshim, the Siba of the Kedusha is because of Hegdish. So therefore, the Kedusha has to go somewhere. It's a flying Kedusha. It has to go somewhere. Here, the Isra of the Petach Hamor is because of the Momen Kohen. In fact, but the Kohen doesn't own the donkey itself. He has a Shibud on the donkey. He owns the Seh. When you make it into a Seh, then that becomes Matnes Kohen. So the donkey is more like a Shibud. But there is a Shibud on the donkey. There's a Shibud on the donkey to give the set, to transfer that Shibud onto a set. So what you're really transferring onto the set is not the Kedusha. It's monetary. It's a monetary issue. And that's why the Kasha, what happened to the Kedusha, is not a Kasha. Because I am not transferring onto the set anything. It's no different than a person has a shibud. You have a loiv, you have a loiv and a malva. The malva has a shibud on the loiv. He doesn't own. He doesn't own this particular property unless you made it into a poitiki. He doesn't own this property, but he has a shibud on the property. As soon as you designate it for him, so now it's his property. Now the shibud matured, materialized. So every donkey, every petach amor, what it really is a shibud l'koyim. There's a shibud on the donkey, and the way the Torah wanted the koyim should collect his matnas kuna is it's transferred onto a seh. And we could give many reasons why, but it's not our job to philosophize why the Torah did it that way, but I could give you svaras if you want svaras. The Torah wanted the matnas kuna is the seh, and the donkey is the shibud. And now the Torah went, and the Torah said that it's also ba'noye until you give it to the kohen. That's why, if you remember, we had the mechilta says, why if you knock off the head, because you have another option with the donkey, you can knock off the head. Why if you knock off the head is the donkey also ba'noye? So l'chari you should say, because you never redeemed it. Right? That would be the elementary teretz. If you took the donkey and you cut off the head, why is it also ba'no? Because you never redeemed it. For the same reason, why it was also ba'no before. Right? But the way we're learning, that wouldn't work. Because once you did arifa, the kohen doesn't have a shibud anymore. So just like when you take the donkey and you put the shibud onto the seh, the donkey becomes mutar ba'no because the shibud's gone. So in svara, when you do arife, you chop the head off of the donkey, now there's no shibud l'koyin anymore. The seh should also become muta. What does the mechilta say? Who hifsid mamayna shol koyin? Lefikach yufsad mamayna. That's a lashon of the mechilta. Because you made the koyin lose the seh, we're penalizing you. It's a penalty. What do you mean penalty? You never were appointed to the kedusha. But according to our learning, it's very geshmak. Be'etzem, the donkey doesn't have kedusha's kachim. All it has is mom and kai, shibud kai. And the Torah said, because of that shibud, there's an issa. As soon as you mature it onto the seh, the shibud goes off, it's mutabanoi. So when you knock off the head, it should also be mutabanoi. The Torah came, the Torah penalized you. You were mafsid the kai and the seh. Lefikach yufsad mamayna. As I state, that gives you an idea of what the lamdas is. That's the lamdas. Oh. So what happens now with this? We were matar. It's a simple kasha. What happens if you take the donkey itself? You give it to the kohen. So all of the achrayim amadayik and the rosh to matana yomtiv, because the mishnah gives the case. Nostei l'kohen. They all say. The kohen is not zoiche in the donkey till he transfers it onto the seh. It's not. So even though technically the kohen is holding it, but he's holding it not as a matnas kuna, he's holding it as a shibud. It's a very interesting situation. In other words, if you take the donkey itself, you give it to the kohen. So the mishnah said on daf yudbeis, now the kohen could keep the donkey. He takes the donkey, puts the kedusha on the seh. But the mitzvah, it's not matnas kuna till he redeems it on the seh. So what does the kohen really have? He's holding on to something that's meshubit to the shevet kuhuna. And then when he redeems it on the seh, it goes to the shevet and to him. That's what's happening. If you take the donkey, you give it to the kohen directly. Right? So all the achronim say, you're not supposed to do that, because that's not really matna. You're supposed to put onto the seh. Why aren't you supposed to, just give him the donkey, let him deal with it. It's better for the kohen. If you think about it, it's better for the kohen. Because the seh is a kosher, you could use any seh, it could be worth $10. The donkey's worth $1,000. For the kohen it would be better, give him the donkey. If you want to, it's up to you. But if you want to, give him the donkey. But you're not supposed to do that. Why not? Because it's only a shibud. The matnas kuhuna is the seh. The matnas kuna is not the donkey. The matnas kuna is the seh. The donkey is a shibud that gets transferred onto the seh. The seh becomes momen hashevet. So what's really happening in that mishnah is it goes from being a donkey that's meshubed to the kohanim. When the kohen himself puts the seh there, it goes to the shevet, and he's holding it, so he's now represents his chus. He takes it. As any kohen can have it, the Bailam of a Tevis Hanor, but he now can take it. That's the halach. This is very similar. There's a gemara like this where one person is wearing two hats. There's a gemara of a Basra, Kuftes. The gemara talks about a guy who stole from his father. He stole from his father, and he's the only Yerush. So now his father dies, he's the Yerush. It's the Yerushes. So the Gemara says, Moichel la'atzmai. What? Moichel la'atzmai. The Teretz is, when he stole it, he stole from his father. Now he's holding the Nechosim al Tiyadish. Right? But that's not a legal way for him to hold it. He has to now use his Schus of Yerush to be Moichel the Gzela, to cancel out the to be Mesakin the Yisrael Gzela. That's what the kohen is really doing with his donkey. He's taking the donkey. It's meshubit to the shevet kuna, not even to him specifically. It's not mamon hashevet. Transfers it on to seh. Then he takes it. That's what's happening. Now when you come to our sugi, this really now, I think, enlightens our sugi. What's going on? Because really, if we look at b'chol, there's two parts to every b'chol. And that's what the Rit Al Ghazi was schwitzing on. One part is the matnas kuna of the b'chol. And the matnas kuna of the b'chol also creates isurim. Look at a donkey. It's also ba'noeh until the momen koyen shaboy is resolved. Happens to be, how is it resolved by the donkey? By putting it onto the seh. But the point is that until that is resolved, happens to be by a donkey, there's a resolution. The resolution is the seh. And the Torah says, tifteh b'seh. Tifteh b'seh. By the b'chol, the Torah never really said that. By b'chol behemet oyer. So by b'chol behemet oyer, you're walking around with two hats. The animals walk around with two hats. One hat is kotchim. It's a kotchim. And then there's another hat that it's wearing, which is Momen HaShevet, which also potentially creates Yisurim, just like it does by a donkey, creates Yisurim. And there, that's what the Rit Al Ghazi is bothered. How do Beis Hillel know that Yisrael is allowed to eat it b'chlal? Maybe included in the restriction that the Torah imposed on a b'chol that it has to go to a kohen. If it doesn't go to a kohen, it's also bano. Inclusive in that is that it's restricted to the kohen. So I want to tell you a dehel like this. It could be that Beis Hillel are masking to that, to the Rit Al Ghazi. They're masking. But they hold a very simple thing. You know, I'll just give you a dugma. There's a din, Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to be Pereya Choyvoy, me Maisa Sheni. That's the halacha. That means, even if the person you give it to is going to treat it with Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. Okay? So I owe somebody $1,000, right? So I tell him, listen, let me give you $1,000 worth of Maisa Sheni. You're going to Yerushalayim anyway? It's Pereya Choyvoy. You're not allowed to do that. It's a Pereya Choyvoy. It's a Doraisa. You can't be Pereya Choyvoy Maisa Sheni. But the Mishnah says clearly that you're Michael Maisa Sheni to your wife, to your family. Even though part of your Chiyuv Eksub is to support your wife. So how are you allowed to do that? L'chor, if you're giving your wife the food, you have a Choyv to your wife to support her. Right? And now you're taking Maisa Sheni. And it says clearly in the Mishnah that you could be Michael B'nai Beis. Right? So the first is Kasha, Bchatzkel Sane, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva, Zeche Tzadik Levroche, in one of the Shiurim, he asked this Kasha, in Ksubis, this is Kasha. But Moshe Chevroini, also another Chevron of Rosh Hashiva. He's got in Kiddush, it's a similar Kasha. What's the answer to the question? The answer is simple. A Baal has to support his wife because that's part of the Ishus. So it's really called his use. It's not a I'm giving it to somebody else. Part of my issues is that I have to feed my wife. It's not a choiv tiyena. It's my own use. Just like I could take the ma'aser sheni, use it for any of my own uses, and I could give it to my children, that's my own use. Giving it to my wife is also my own use. That's called yud tashmish. Similar to what the Gemara discusses in Bava Metzia, Perak HaSeichel, or Yisrael, that has a behemoth of a kohen in his domain, he can feed it kalshinei truma. It's pshat. Yisrael's. Because the kiloi, the consumption of the truma is really going to the kohen. It's a kohen use. So even though the Yisrael may be technically the one that's feeding it, but the use is called the kohen's use. Could be that's why the Mishnah says klal that the kohen has to sanction this achila as part of his achilas kohanim, not because of the kedusha, because of the matnas kuna shaboy. And that is the only reason why it's taka mutar for Yisrael to eat, because that's not a stereo with the limitation that the Torah gave that it's for the kohen. The kohen is using it by giving. Now, I'm not telling you that the Yisrael has to eat in the kohen's house. That's not my point. My point is the heter is that it is called the kohen. This is an extension of the kohen's use. And that's the reason why it's takamuta. Which is really the Rital Ghazi's kasha indirectly. Maybe not. How do Beis Hillel know that? That's the Rital Ghazi's kasha. So I'm answering the kasha. That's called the kohen's use. But here's the critical point. When is the matnas kuna resolved? By a donkey, we have a very clear zman. It's resolved by the set. And then we don't have to worry about it anymore. Then we say, okay, it's resolved. It's mom and I shave it. And the donkey's mutabano and everything's... Everybody goes home happily, everybody lives happily ever after. Yeah? By a b'chol balmum. So one way to learn is, as soon as you give it to the kohen, it's done. It's resolved. Okay. There is a briskerov. Let me pull up the briskerov. I have a briskerov here. There is a briskerov that says a very interesting thing. He says, he holds that by psulei mukdashim. Psulei mukdashim, you're allowed to eat it after shchita. You have to shchita, you're allowed to eat it. That's the halacha of psulei mukdashim. After shchita, you're allowed to eat. So he says that it's not stam that until shchita, it's nevela. The heter of psulei mukdashim is after shchita. In other words, it's like it kicks in. The heter doesn't kick in when it gets a mum. The heter doesn't kick in when you redeem it. The heter kicks in katzvi v'chayal after you shechted, it becomes mutter. Till then, it's a kotshim, meaning it's not just avim and achai or nevela. That too. Psulei Mukdash. In other words, the Briskerov is saying the heter of Psulei Mukdash. Now, that's the Briskerov's chiddush. Not everybody's masking to that chiddush of Briskerov. Rav David Rappaport learns differently. Not everybody's masking. Some want to learn as soon as you redeem kotshim that have a mum, over. There are certain restrictions. You can't plow, you toss a bit of it. But the heter achil is here now already. You can't eat it because it's a bal chai. You have to shecht it, you have to, like chulin, just like chulin. But the Briskerov doesn't learn that way. The Briskerov learns that the heter of psulei mukdashim happens through shechita. That's his way of learning. What I'm telling you is like this. Even if you hold, not like the Briskerov, by psulei mukdashim, by b'chor you could say it works that way. Why? Because by b'chor, the Jew has a choiv, number one, to be metapel with the Bechor. There's still, the Jew has a chiyuv to still facilitate the Bechor for the Kohen, number one. Number two, the Torah gave restrictions when it has to be eaten by, showing you that there's still Bechor dinim to it, even though it's technically, according to Beis Hillel, it's chul, right? But there's restrictions on it. There's still restrictions. Oh, so here's the punchline. Comes to Avnei Nezer says, that din that it has to be eaten toich shnosai, doesn't mean you have to eat it toich shnosai. You have to shecht it toich shnosai. You could eat it as long as you want. You could eat, I mean, obviously the meat has its time, its shelf life, how long you could eat it for. But that's a practical. Once you shecht it, he says that's the reason why the Mishnah said you could give it to a guy. Because once it's shechted and the meat became mutter, so now you could say very simple. The matnas kuhuna resolved after shechita. Because that's when the bechor is nechal to the kohanim. That's when. So really the matnas, the bechor expires after shechita. That's when it expires. That's when the zman of the bechor expires. That's when it becomes. That's when it wholesomely goes into the domain of the kohen for his ishtamshus by bechor balmum. And therefore, it's very simple. Once that happens, it's like the donkey after it was given to the set. And that's why it's mutter to the klovecha. It's mutter to the dog. The regular case of the dog is where the kachim die. Right? By Psulei Mugdashim. It's mutter to the dog. It expires b'shah shchita. Shchita, just like we have by Chamor, the Shibur and the Isser and everything that's attached to it, is clings to it till you poy the b'seh. By Bechor, Balmum, it clings to it until shchita. And once the shchita is accomplished, it becomes totally moment koyim, and all the restrictions drop. And that's the reason why a Yisrael could eat it. And that's because really, now with the Yisrael eating it, it's called a hemshech of koyim already. And that's the Loshon Nimnin. Nimnin is explaining the heter of after shechita. The heter of after, both. The heter of after shechita is, because now the koyim's moment has been accomplished. Now, anything Yisrael is going to do, anybody is going to do, it's part of the Kohen's use. It's the Kohen's already. It's the Kohen's already. It's not the Yisrael's anymore. It's the Kohen's. And that answers the Gital Ghazi's question. The Gital Ghazi is asking, well, what, maybe it's not restricted to the Kohen, because once you shechted it, it's no different than the Tifted Beseh. Now the Kohen got full use of the behemoth. Any restrictions that are on it, als matnas kahuna, may ain what you have by the donkey, expire. It's over. That's the beer. And that really is, I think, the beer in the whole hamshachas sugi. Okay, let's stop here.